Necropoli di Lilybaeum, the necropolis of Lilybaeum. The Punic necropolis of Lilybaeum stretches between the modern-day streets of Via Cattaneo, Via Struppa, Via d'Azeglio, and Via de Gasperi. It continued to be used as a burial ground throughout the Roman period up to the late imperial age, and consequently contains different layers of tombs showing different burial styles. Systematic excavations have been relatively recent and have brought to light not only tombs and architectural features, but also precious funeral paraphernalia buried with the deceased, which were meant to accompany them on their journey to the afterlife. Part of these paraphernalia are now displayed at the Baglio Anselmi Museum, and by visiting both the museum and the necropolis, you'll be able to reconstruct the ancient history of Lilybaeum. You'll see some shaft tombs with a hypogeum chamber typical of the Punic period, the access to which consisted of an actual shaft. The smooth shaft wall had in-cut footholds, allowing people to make their way down to the burial chamber, which contained single or family tombs. The tomb would then be covered over by a flagstone and soil. In the so-called terragna method of burial, the body of the deceased was laid directly into the soil and surrounded by stones. Finally, the bodies of the most important citizens were placed in pyramid-shaped monumental tombs. Near the Via del Fante, numerous burial sites had been found dating from the late 3rd and early 2nd centuries BC. There are numerous corsis, cremation tombs. The body of the deceased would be cremated in places called ustrina, and the ashes preserved in special urns, several of which have been found in the necropolis. A mausoleum was also discovered in Via del Fante, of which you can see the foundations, measuring 6 meters by 6.